This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
Breaking overnight, a letter intended for the White House has tested positive for cyanide at an off-site mail facility.
Powered by News
All right, good
One.
Good work, Secret Service. Good work, good work.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, and here are your BlackAmericaWeb.com headlines. The standoff over the anti-human trafficking bill that is now threatening the confirmation of Loretta Lynch to be the new attorney general showed no signs of abating yesterday. Senate Democrats blocked getting to a vote on an anti-human trafficking bill Tuesday after objecting to restrictions on funding for abortions. The vote was 55-43, but the needed 60 votes to pass. Four Democrats crossed party lines and voted with Republicans. Partisan tensions rose in the days after the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said that he would not schedule a vote for Ms. Lynch until an otherwise bipartisan human trafficking bill stalled over the abortion provision passes the chamber. Now, this delay may mean the Senate runs out of time to consider her nomination ahead of the two-week Easter recess. So she may not get a vote, if then, until mid-April.
That Mitch is...
He is a Mitch, yes. Yes, he is.
In every sense of the word.
Every sense.
Man.
And I don't like using the M word. And the White House received an envelope this week containing a substance that tested to be cyanide. On Monday, the envelope was received at the White House mail screening facility. Initial biological testing was negative. However, yesterday, the chemical tested returned a presumptive positive for cyanide. And this is an ongoing investigation, according to the Secret Service.
Good
no
work.
Additional comment. However, according to one report, the alert identified a man listed on the return address of the envelope as having a long history with the Secret Service dating back to 1995. That history includes an incident in which the man sent a package covered in urine and feces.
How do you get a long history and you're not in jail, Sybil? That's what I don't understand.
What does that tell you about the hue?
Yeah.
Three Morgan State football players were stabbed in a fight outside the dining hall yesterday, leaving one player in serious condition.
What's
the university
going on,
spokesperson
Baltimore?
Says the players were stabbed when someone began swinging a knife wildly. One of the players slashed across the chest, another was cut on the cheek, and the other in the arm, and they were taken to a hospital. And all three are believed to survive, and at least one suspect, a student, was taken into custody.
And this is the second or third incident in about a week or
absolutely.
Like-
this marks the third instance of violence on Morgan State's campus in less than a week. A male was stabbed Friday with scissors by his roommate after an argument over the cleanliness of their dorm room.
I don't understand.
I know. You beat me to it. He told him. Yeah. That wasn't the first time he told him to clean up.
That one I got.
And early Saturday, an on-campus party was broken up after a fight broke out.
Now that's just crazy. But that room, I understand. Yeah. Yeah, but so much room. Keep your side clean.
Anybody trying to smell it?
And congratulations to Hampton University over their win over Manhattan.
Say what?
I said congratulations to Hampton.
A little louder now.
The Pirates beat Manhattan yesterday.
That's right.
And now they go on to face the undefeated overall number one Kentucky basketball
that's
team.
That's right. That's right.
And Jesus is on speed dial.
Well, Jesus is busy with Creflo Dollar trying to get him a plane, okay? He's got bigger
issues. If you get a busy signal, once that plane is out there,
trying to get that plane to Creflo Dollar, okay?
Then we get some other things happening, huh?
16 before the hour. This is the TJMS.